Bit.
Hey everybody, how's it going?
Hey listener, how's it going?
Hi.
Hopefully you listened to our earlier episode this week, our anniversary episode, our 446th Woo-hoo! Episode. Big thing to celebrate there, because we're going to spoil it a little bit in this episode because we have some guests here at Blake's Barbershop. We have Alicia, say hi.
Hi.
We have Taylor.
Hey.
And we have the listener with a capital L, Scott Spray.
Hello.
Thank you all for being here and coming on a totally different day to record this bacon bit.
Oh, absolutely. We're not tired at all.
Because as is part of our anniversary show celebration, we are going to be doing a Team JK, Joel Kent, versus Team Listener, you three, to see if you can defeat us in pop culture knowledge and finger speed. Because that's really, sometimes this buzzer is, that's all it's about, who can click it the fastest. But, Zach, I'm going to turn the time over to you so you can once again game show us.
All right. Thank you, Joel. We've got our classic Team JK versus the listener quiz here. Now, for clarification, this is general trivia. We're not going to delve into the bacon sale specific stuff. This is just kind of general trivia. I want to see what your knowledge is on all sorts of topics, everything from books to movies to that's about it.
How you feeling, music. Joel?
Tired.
I mean, we're basically undefeated.
Basically undefeated. Yes, yeah. We could say that basically, uh-huh. Even though we're getting a look from some over the peanut gallery over there.
They're tough
feeling
team.
Nervous?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
They're giving us judging eyes right now. And then, Team Listener, how are you feeling about going up against Team JK?
Fine.
Ooh. Unintimidated is what I'm hearing.
He said that.
That's like the equivalent of sure. Yeah. We're fine.
All right. I had some categorical thoughts, and then I went and randomized them all. So these are going to fly. There's maybe some questions about, popular movies, books, everything here. But first of all, question number one. In which state was the first Carl's Jr. opened? Team Listener.
Kentucky?
No, it is not correct. Team JK, do you have an answer?
Yeah.
California.
California's correct.
Ha!
Wow.
Finger move. Yeah. Finger move. Yeah, so sorry.
We did a punch high five.
Slap hands!
And it hurt.
Next question. Who wrote To Kill a Mockingbird? Team JK.
Harper Lee.
Yep.
Harper Lee is correct.
What are we playing to? 10?
We're just playing to...
It's like soccer. It's stoppage time. We have no idea when this game's going to end.
I don't even know. Whenever I am tired of this.
All right. Okay.
So we're done. There we go.
Yay!
It's not biased.
Which famous artist, known for his surrealist paintings, sported a distinctive mustache that became an iconic part of his image? Team JK.
Salvador Dali.
Salvador Dali is correct.
Oh,
finger boop.
You
got to do that.
Do you want to do the punch high five again?
We should get a point. You guys want to try?
Yeah.
Okay. Maybe. Is that what we're doing?
Is that how it goes?
You'll get one.
Who directed the original Jurassic Park film released in 1993? Team JK.
Steven Spielberg. Oh.
If we can say it in sync, I think we should get double points.
No, that's adorable. No, but it is cute.
We didn't get it right?
No. You won't get extra points.
Oh, that is correct. Who directed the original
but it's adorable.
I'm pretty sure it's Steven Spielberg.
Pretty sure.
Who directed Jurassic World released in 2015?
The only one that buzzed
in. Was the joke.
And the answer is
it can't.
I know the sequel, the Fallen Kingdom one. Hold on. I know the answer. I'm the only one that buzzed in, right? Do you guys have a guess? He is in. No, he's. She wants his name.
I had no idea. Kevin's gonna melt down this question.
Who is it?
He was going to direct a Star Wars movie, and then he got fired.
Oh.
It was Colin Trevorrow.
Kent just threw his chair on the ground.
I didn't feel him out due this time.
Colin Trevorrow directed Jurassic World. Everybody loves that movie, right? It's one of the highest grossing movies of all time.
People saw it.
Who holds the record for the most Olympic gold medals of all time? Team Listener.
Michael Phelps.
Michael Phelps is correct. Ooh. Do you by chance know?
I was going to say USA.
Do you by chance know how many?
USA.
For no points.
He didn't say, who? You said who?
Team?
Who?
18?
Yeah.
Didn't Katie Ledecky
23.
And me?
Yeah, still.
I think she
it's impressive. That's Kent's minimum dating age right now.
Oh my gosh.
What was the name of Paul McCartney's band after the Beatles?
Ready?
Team JK?
Wings.
Wings. Paul McCartney and Wings as well.
Look at each other and say, Wings.
Oh. What are you guys going to get for dinner after?
Wings.
Oh, that's adorable.
Oh, gosh.
Here comes the sound.
We just made Alicia very ill. What is the capital city of England? Team JK.
London.
That London. Seems... We're going to go
does
with it London.
Feel,
he said
does
it.
Does it feel weird?
Yeah, it feels weird, feels but wrong. He said London.
Yeah, he said London, and that's correct.
Okay.
Oh. Don't make me question myself.
As I'm Googling
like that.
Capital of England to make sure I'm right. Yeah, okay, New it's London England. Still.
Manchester.
Just checking. You know, it hasn't been around long, that country. Which English king famously had six wives, two of whom were executed? Team listener.
On
Henry VIII.
Henry VIII is correct.
Can't answer when the list is delivered. We're not listener. We're Team JK.
I got really excited though to sing.
I'm
don't know.
What movie won Best Picture at the Oscars this year? Team JK.
What are you looking for?
Yeah, it's Oppenheimer.
Yeah,
it's Oppenheimer is correct.
I was going to say, I thought we were going to say it at the same time.
I
forgot what it was.
I was like, well, Kent's going to want to say this because it's Nolan.
Well, we get to say it at the same time.
I thought we were going
to
see some joy out of it.
Yeah.
Are you guys getting a little queasy watching them?
What?
It's getting worse every year.
Team JK. Nobody will play Cena
this
with
might
us.
Be the last. Yeah. This might be
why.
The last time we do this.
Never.
This game.
It makes me
we might have to come up with a new game for year 10.
We need this for our self-esteem.
Oh. In which year was the first Pokemon video game released? Team listener.
1991.
Ooh, it's earlier. Incorrect.
We're going to go with 1997.
I didn't buzz in.
I'm off by a year.
I'm going to say no. It came out in Japan in 1997, but it didn't hit U.S. shores until 98. I'm going to say no.
Wow.
It came out in 97, but we didn't know about it. What's going on? Spencer's mad back there. I asked a video game question. Which artist released the album Lemonade in 2016? Team JK.
Beyonce.
Wow.
Dang.
Fast fingers, these guys.
I don't know why I know that. And I'm not really happy that I know that. Like that part of information.
We're in the Bayhive.
No, but that's taking a part of my brain that probably could have stored something useful.
Why? Well, they invite you on. They say, hey, have some candy, play a game for a minute, but I want you to make sure that you leave tonight knowing that we are better than you. They love this. Jeez.
It's all we have.
What is the name of the famous clock tower in London that houses the Big Bell, known as Big Ben? Team listener. What's the name of the tower? Big Ben's the clock.
Old English Tower?
No. Team JK?
I remember the Beefeater telling us this. I do not remember what he said, though. He was wearing a silly outfit.
Can we just say the Tower of London?
It's not the Tower of London.
But we're going to go with that as our answer.
I'm going to say Westminster Abbey Tower.
Parliament Tower. It is the Elizabeth Tower.
Ah.
I had to verify it. I was a little... once again, I doubted myself on a London fact. These are the ones I did first. So, the Elizabeth Tower is the answer there.
No points.
In Jurassic Park, what is the name of the island where the dinosaur theme park is located, Team JK?
Isla Nublar? Yeah. Isla or Isla Nublar?
Amy Adams.
Cloudy Amy Adams, that's what it stands for.
What is the name of the character who is the protagonist of The Catcher in the Rye?
Is that me?
That
Holden
is Team JK.
Holden
Caulfield is correct.
Wow.
Can't buzz in fast
that's
enough.
Good. I would have said Boo Radley.
I read books. At least you almost got that right.
Oh, yeah. I don't believe you.
She knew it.
I listened to them.
I was an English major.
Can you guys all see who buzzed in first, or can I start lying?
We can all see.
Okay. Well, what brand produces a variety of crackers, including Ritz, which are known for their buttery flavor and flaky texture? Team listener, who makes Ritz?
Nabisco.
Ooh.
National Biscuit Company. Nabisco.
We didn't get the points, Joel.
Yeah, you don't get for more Joel fun facts. No more points. I'm sorry.
Okay.
But I like them. I like them. What type of cracker is often used as a base for canapes due to its small, round shape and neutral flavor? Team listener?
Ritz.
No, I'm sorry.
Ooh, I'm buzzed in.
Yeah.
Okay.
Water cracker.
Water cracker's correct.
Flavorless
a canapé.
What's a canapé and what's a water cracker?
They're like little.
It's a little fancy hors d'oeuvre.
Yeah.
Kind of like an anemic Ritz.
To your credit, every time water cracker is used, it should be Ritz.
It should be Ritz. Yeah. Really,
you are right.
Ritz is so much better.
Let's just go on more about how water crackers are the worst.
They are the worst.
They were the most expensive cracker I bought. They were so
Whenever
much money.
Whenever I need a canapé. I don't get water crackers.
What was that word, Kent?
Canope.
Isn't that a type of pie at Thanksgiving?
Exactly.
Oh, sorry, that's pecan. What is the highest grossing film of all time? Team listener.
Adjusted for inflation?
Not adjusted for inflation. Okay. Team listener. Highest grossing film of all time.
Yeah.
Avatar.
Are you sure? You sure it's not Endgame? Avatar was re-released, so it's Avatar.
Mm, nicely done.
Don't make us doubt our
answer. It was cheap. It was cheap for them to be like, Avengers Endgame
released
it. Endgame at least released it within a time frame. Avatar just went, we need more money.
Hey, let's go again. Hey, Here's some pre-CG.
You guys want to see an incomplete movie?
Yeah.
Incomplete? Oh, stupid. Marvel's like.
Yeah.
Who directed the 1994 film Pulp Fiction? Team JK.
Quentin Tarantino.
There it's. Okay.
So sounds so condescending when we say it. Alicia, come on.
They wouldn't let us consult. We look at you like, Quentin Tarantino. Even though we both know it.
In which U.S. city was the Declaration of Independence adopted on July 4th, 1776? Team listener.
It was Philadelphia.
Philadelphia is correct.
Wow.
That's what I would have said.
I would have said Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, but okay.
But did you do it as a Jeopardy version?
Yeah. What is the name of the fictional continent where the majority of Game of Thrones takes place? Team JK.
Westeros.
Nerds.
I was going to say...
yeah.
I was going to say...
Fair. I don't watch that film.
I was about to say Pan Am.
Yeah.
Exactly. Game of Thrones.
Alicia, did you know that one?
Quentin Tarantino and Game of Thrones. You guys disgust me.
I mean, you are the listener. You can say that.
Which city is hosting the 2024 Summer Olympics? Team listener.
Paris.
Paris is correct.
I had no idea.
And the medal has a little piece of the Eiffel Tower in it.
Oh, really?
It's going to be so sad that the Eiffel Tower is gone just to nothing.
they're chipping away at it?
It's the ship of Theseus, don't you know? They just replace each piece along the way. And
I know that because of WandaVision.
Thanks to WandaVision. I used to like reference that and people thought I was smart and they're like, oh, you're a Marvel fan? Like, well, I mean, I've seen it, yeah, but... Who played Walter White in the TV series Breaking Bad? Team JK.
Bryan Cranston.
Wow. I got it eventually.
Cranston. Wait, you guys watch that show too?
So much judging from Scott.
What's it about? I forget.
It's all about math, right?
It's more about Children's Friend.
Yeah.
What is the name of the rapper Eminem? What is the real name of the rapper Eminem? Team JK.
Marshall Mathers.
Wow.
Don't say it, Scott.
Mathers.
No, they say you listen to him.
No, that's fine.
Yeah, that's no big deal. Okay. That's no big deal.
Well, spaghetti.
What is the name of the protagonist in the video game The Legend of Zelda? Team JK.
Link.
That is correct. You know, I would
have real close, but that was 132 milliseconds. Is the team listener?
I would have accepted your own name because that's what I always put when I was a kid. Like I was just, hey Zach, let's go.
They never Zelda say. To jump they to never the second speak. Quest.
Zelda. And finally. Which actor portrayed Dr. Ian Malcolm in the Jurassic Park series?
I would like you to do an impression of him, if you will.
We buzzed in first.
Yes, you did. So. Yeah, Team JK.
I think it was Jeff Goldblum.
Jeff Goldblum.
Yeah, that's what it was.
You guys are just milking it. I love jazz music.
You're right. This isn't even worth busting.
This is not worth it. This is not happening. Yeah, the guys win. It's you guys.
What's the scores, Zach?
You got 17 points.
Alicia already hates me. Yeah. I can't. Don't say the scores.
17-3 to 6.
Oh,
wow. You got 6.
Hey!
You know, we're going to be so much nicer and happier to you guys.
Once again, like, team listener, thank you so much for joining us tonight. It's honestly been a great night.
Yeah, we love that you guys come here. Thanks for taking the pre-quiz. Thanks for listening to Big Soul, and especially thank you for your support, because each of you are a patron of Big Soul, which helps us do what we keep doing here, which is buying people come on our show lots of treats. So make sure to take some of those home as well. And you at home who are listening, thank you for listening to another round of Team JK versus Team Listener.
What are you guys going to get for dinner after?
Wings.